The name of this talk I have titled as The Blood of the New Covenant, and it's related to helping us come to a deeper understanding of the very nature of the Mass that we celebrate not only each week, but of course every day. And we hear a common expression these days very much. We hear people say things like, I'm bored at Mass, or I don't get anything out of Mass. The Mass just doesn't seem to do anything for me. We hear these kinds of expressions, especially among perhaps the young people today, but I think many of us in a moment of real honesty would admit that, you know, somewhere along the line, maybe we'd have to admit that those thoughts had at least perhaps crossed our mind. And I've become very convinced that if a person truly feels this way about the Mass, that the Mass is boring and they don't get anything out of it, it doesn't do anything for them, I'm convinced that means either one of two things. Either number one, they do not understand what the Mass is. Or number two, they don't believe it. Because I have to believe that if we truly understood what was happening during the celebration of Mass, and if we truly believe that, there is no way we could ever be bored at Mass, nor could we dare say that we get nothing out of it. We would be beating down the doors to get in to Mass if we really, I think, understood and believed what the Mass is all about. And so my goal in this talk is to help us understand the Mass more deeply and to appreciate what it is that God has done for us in His Son Jesus and how that is made present in the Mass. You know, in this talk, I'm not going to give any new revolutionary concepts with regard to the Eucharist, but I think perhaps that's been part of the problem. We haven't talked about the Eucharist enough, perhaps in more recent decades, about what its true nature is. We've tried to look at the gift of the Eucharist in many new ways and look at different dimensions of the Eucharist, and that's all well and good, but that would not be as effective if we had lost at the very heart what the essence of the Mass is all about. If we've lost the sense of what it is, the Mass, at its very core, then we can talk all we want about new ways of looking at the Eucharist, but we'll never truly understand what it is. So I ask us maybe to consider just for a moment, imagine this scenario. A non-Catholic friend of yours has asked you, they know you're Catholic, they know you go to Mass every Sunday, and they know that that's very important for you. And this non-Catholic has absolutely no idea what the Catholic faith is all about and what the Mass is all about. And they come to you one day and they ask you, and they say to you, you know, what is the Mass? You know, what is this thing you Catholics do on Sunday that is so different perhaps from what so many other religious groups do? What is the Mass? I would ask you, how would you explain it to them? How would you explain what the Mass is to that person who doesn't have a clue? You know, and I as you think about that a little bit, I wonder for how many of you, as you think about what the meaning of the Mass is, I wonder for how many of you the word sacrifice comes to mind. And if not the word sacrifice, at least the notion or the concept of sacrifice. I've given this particular presentation to many different groups, and typically in a group of 100 people, let's say, when I ask that question, I ask them to raise their hands, for how many of you did the word sacrifice or the notion of sacrifice come to mind? I might get 3, 5, at the most 10 hands that go up. What about the idea of a sacred banquet? Did that idea come to your mind to describe the Mass as a sacred banquet?